It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again.
All right, it's time for the
drink of the week. Wheel in the beverage cart. Susie's off. Our guest bartender, Kelly Ryan.
Woo woo.
Make something for us. What are we going to have today?
We are going to have my version, which is completely made up just in the last minute yesterday, an Irish mule.
Okay.
So the regular Irish mule would be Jameson, ginger ale, and then lime juice.
Yes, yes.
We're short staffed, so Haas is just literally throwing the glasses up here. So my tweak on it is I had Haas get us some of the ginger strips that you would like eat with your sushi.
Right.
That saved us from actually peeling a fresh, just, you know, root of ginger.
Way too much
cutting,
work.
Seriously. So we just got it pre-sliced yesterday, and in this glass here, which we're on Facebook Live, so you can see this. I have been muddling all morning. This was like five limes. I didn't realize limes give you no juice.
No.
Yeah, so it took five limes to get this juice, and then about two or three tablespoons of the ginger, and I've been muddling. What have I been doing?
I have no idea. Why don't we start?
Okay, so we're going to take this stuff and dump it into our container with some ice.
Okay.
And then we're going to put the Jameson in on top of it.
All right.
We will strain that because we do not want to be drinking those slices of ginger.
How about producer Haas doing the sound microphone and the live camera?
Pretty amazing, right?
At the same time.
Yeah. Everyone's stepping up a little extra today. Okay, so we've got our alcohol in. We are now going to pop the top on some ginger ale. And I went with the Boylan because they use pure cane sugar.
Wow.
I feel like, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well have the real stuff.
Great ingredients. Great makes great.
Okay. Drink. So we're going to pour that in the glasses after I shake this.
All right. She shakes with a vengeance.
Oh, don't do that. Wrong top. We don't want to eat that ginger, like I said. Okay, take the top part off. So we're going to put some ice into each glass. And mugs, really, what you should use.
Right, so you have a little, kind of little mugs here.
That's right. So here we go. Okay. Now we're going to strain in our Jameson with the ginger and the lime. Your goal for each glass is to actually have almost a half a cup of lime. So you really do want a lot of lime in this. We're going to go strong.
I have to say, that sounds awfully tart.
I'm a little tart too, Dean, so. Oh yeah, look at that.
This is the ginger ale going in.
This is the ginger ale on the top. And again, we put some ice in the actual glass as well as the shaker. We do need the other ginger ale.
Ginger ale is a great mixer. Really, almost anything can be mixed with ginger ale.
My favorite mixer for Jameson is ginger ale. It's fantastic if you guys haven't tried it.
I'll bet it is.
And then we're just going to garnish with a slice of lime, even though you think garnishes are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was going to really go crazy, Dean, and put some wasabi around the top. I decided let's not be that crazy. All right, Haas, how can you? Let me take the microphone from you.
This.
Oh, you got it. He's got it. Holy cow, look at Haas.
All right, we're going to sip it now. The Irish Mule. Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
This is really good.
What?
This is not the lime apocalypse that I was expecting from all the lime that you put in.
Ginger pop.
Yes.
Yeah, that too. Haas actually said, wow.
It's actually sort of subtle, the flavors. Not overpowering in any way.
Now I started, I guess we steeped that in a way too. Not only was I muddling the ginger with the lime, but since I started that at 5:30 this morning, it was steeping in there. So it really sucked in all that ginger flavor.
It almost could be a little sweeter for me, but I mean, it's good the way it is right now.
I'm blown away because you never like sweet stuff.
Yeah, well, not the overly sweet drinks. But I'm going to definitely swallow this one.
Haas.
Swallow.
And I'm going to swallow, so that is unanimous.
Unanimous. You're happy, and people should try this. We'll post the recipe if you want to make it. Put it on our social media. Check it out for the drink of the week. Please, always drink responsibly.